The West Nile virus is most commonly spread by mosquitoes, those hatched in standing pools of water. Katie Mullally of the Summit County Health Department says although no humans have so far contacted the virus this season in Utah, the virus has been reported in mosquitoes in Uinta and Box Elder counties.
We've been fairly fortunate this summer where these mosquito pools haven't been detected until now. Some summers it's been earlier. We have not had a West Nile virus positive pool up in Summit County in years. We can attribute a lot of that to our mosquito abatement, but also how proactive all of our residents are. You know, we need to remember that, especially with the rain we had a few days ago, there's probably cups, buckets of water sitting under your deck, someplace in your yard that need to be emptied because these mosquitoes, specifically the Culex tarsalis, the one that spreads the disease, can actually grow in these small pools of water, and that just exacerbates the West Nile virus problem.
While Uinta County is in close proximity to Summit County, Mullally says they're not too concerned but will continue being vigilant.
If you see other ponds, areas of water that look like they could be, you know, a potential mosquito hatch, mosquito abatement is great about coming out to properties. If it's a public place, they'll come and deal with it. Or if it's a private land, they'll try and contact the homeowner of that particular property and deal with the issue.
If you have standing water in bird baths or dog bowls, for example, just change out the water often.
It's about once a week, every few days. If you change out the water, you know, birds are always in there flittering about having a great time. So keep the water clean. You know, your dog dishes, anything that you have standing water in, just continue to circulate that water. Plus, you don't want your birdies bathing in nappy water anyway. So change it out. So as long as you keep the water circulating, you're going to be in a much better position.
That's Katie Mullally of the Summit County Health Department. If the virus is spread to humans, it's typically done so by mosquitoes stinging infected birds, then stinging humans. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.